Homeowners associations in California are taking the foreclosure crisis on the chin. Millions of dollars worth of monthly dues are going unpaid, leaving the neighbors to pick up the tab if they can. Take Contra Loma Estates, an association of 82 fourplexes just off the freeway in Antioch. It's a pleasant, modest place, about an hour's drive northeast of San Francisco. The homes, nestled along curvaceous, tree-lined streets, exhibit no obvious signs of stress, but there's stress here. Gene Bixler, owner of the company that manages the Contra Loma Homeowners Association, gives us a little history.
2 or 3 years ago, the homes were selling here $200,000, maybe as much as $300,000. The prices varied, but they've crashed. Today, in 2008, you can buy the same home for $55,000.
In 30 years, Bixler says he's never seen anything like the silent wave of insolvency that swamped the 328 homes of Contra Loma. How many units have foreclosed in this complex?
In the last 2 years, about 70.
And I take it there are some more you're expecting on the way?
It's hard to know, but it could be another 70 before it ends.
What is that, 40% of the units
here?
Yes,
that's right. To date, that represents about $500,000 in lost income to the neighborhood, to this group of owners.
Bixler suspects the story's the same in comparable associations around the state, especially inland. He hasn't heard of any associations going bankrupt, but nobody tracks that statistic. It didn't seem like a necessary stat to track, Bixler says, until now. In a similar vein, he adds, Contra Loma's board took a while to grasp the scale of the problem.
In the beginning, we spent our savings so that we didn't have to reduce services or increase assessments. We were concerned that if we were to increase assessments, we would create a lower tipping point for owners who couldn't afford to stay.
That's exactly what started to happen as the foreclosures kept coming. After the association burned through its reserves, the board raised the monthly dues. It was a modest hike from $320 to $350 a month. But homeowner Andrea Jordan says people here predict this hike won't be the last.
What it is now is high, I think, and so do all my neighbors.
Jordan is retired and living on a fixed income. She says she understands some things are non-negotiable. Garbage collection, liability insurance. But she'd like to see a few things slide just a bit.
There comes a time where I just can't pay all the expenses. I mean, I have to really budget to be able to afford everything that I want. And I wonder why association firms don't get to a point where they say, we can't do that to the people who have been loyal, who have been here all this time. It's too much for the people who are living here.
Contra Loma has cut back. The full-time on-site manager is now part-time. The rotting wood balcony replacement project is on hold. But there's a limit to the savings that can be wrung out of deferred maintenance. Association boards are bound by law to protect against systemic neglect. Again, Gene Bixler.
They're given some leeway. Do they paint the building this year or in 3 years? But they are required to paint it and to maintain it. If that means they have to go to the members for a vote and they don't get it, they have to go back again.
Contra Loma could use small claims court to go after dues deadbeats who disappear, presuming they can be located. Many associations have discovered belatedly they need to collect key information like Social Security or driver's license numbers. So says CPA Don Haney, whose firm does billing, budgets, taxes, and lately a lot of collections work for about 70 associations throughout the state. Haney adds there's often not enough equity in the foreclosed unit to justify suing.
It's only been in the last 5 or 6 years where lenders were lending more than 80% equity, so there was always equity in the house. 99.9% of the cases up to a few years ago, you could always get the money somehow. Well, the scene now is that these units were 100% loans. The bet was that the values would always go up. And there's no equity, so there's no place for the association to get any redemption.
Banks are supposed to pay association dues once they take over a foreclosed property, but sometimes they drag their feet.
We've, in fact, had to file liens and process foreclosure actions against the banks for their failure to pay the assessments. They want to wait until they resell the unit to clean all that up, and association needs the money now.
22 other states require banks to pay up to 6 months of unpaid dues. Haney would also like to raise the amount of money associations can collect in small claims court. An attempt to establish those kinds of protections in California died during the last legislative year. 44,000 homeowners associations in the state will be watching to see if lawmakers take up the issue again in 2009.